Now, our final conversation is all about the defacement of public structures. Now, you all had a great conversation this morning. I was listening to Sam Oracle Chinedu, and we had Chris Feinbone join us, and we're talking about the Order 22. Now, of particular interest for us this morning, right here on Hello Port Harcourt, is the defacement of public structures. Now, growing up, one of the worst things to see, even to today, in fact, anywhere in the world, right, wherever you have bills, when I mean bills, those posters, when you're walking on the road and you say, oh, come to KKK place, there's where Jude will be frying dodo and selling to everybody, you can't miss it. Or your destiny is in your hand, come to Pastor Evangelist Chief Doctor Okoro Okoro and Sons, and you will have all your solutions. They post all of these, you know, avatars, we call them bills. They put all of these bills across the city. Now, there is a freedom of expression. You have a right to tell people, hey, look, come here and do this. But one of the factors that Order 22 is trying to correct is the indiscriminate defacement of public structures. Now, I remember at one point in time, and this is going to be that period as elections, you know, gear up, you find sometimes billboards, and I remember seeing posters, bills, on the side of my one flyover. I kept asking myself when I saw them, how did they get to that point of the bridge to place these bills, these handbills? And more often than not, you find them doing this at night, 11 p.m., 1 a.m., when people are not watching. You wake up, and long after the event has passed, this is the very disturbing thing about bills, handbills, right? Long after the event has passed, the bills are still defacing that infrastructure. So you often find, and those of you who are in Port Harcourt, you've probably seen this sign, post no bill, along maybe some government of areas, or maybe some areas that they've gotten a permit. You clearly see, don't paste bills, aka post no bills, right? Now, for all the criticism that Order 22 has right now, my question is this. Is this order extreme or appropriate to address the defacement of public structures? Because elections will pass. Your church program will pass. The wedding ceremony will pass. Even the efficacy or the duration of that campaign, whether you want to sell phones or cars, will pass. Yet, the bills are still on that place. People's homes have been flooded, in a matter of speaking, with handbills from time to time. And they use very sticky glue, so you can't even remove them. And then when you remove them, they leave a trail on the wall, even in universities. It defaces the environment. It truly does. And it's not a sentimental observation. It is a statement of fact. But this bill is prohibiting posting of bills. This order, I beg your pardon, posting of bills or posters or any other material in unauthorized places. Emphasis on unauthorized places. So, if you want to post a bill, there are certain places that you can go, but not to put your bill in front of of the bridge, for example. Not to post your bill, you know, in front of an office, for example, where of the state secretary, where everybody gets to see. It's a bit offensive, but it's not even as offensive as when that event has passed, and that poster, that bill, is still on the wall. So, extreme or appropriate? Is it like taking a gunfight, you know, a gun to a gunfight? Is it too much? As always, please, when you call in, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Refrain from making comments that may be seen as inciting. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 070-0923-0923. That's it. Simple number. 070-0923-0923. Then you have the other numbers. 081-7923-0002. 081-7923-0003. 081-7923-0007. At Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH. 92.3. Good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, talking about the Port Harcourt, I'm coming from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Talking about the it's a claim that you are using Port Harcourt to defeat unauthorized players. But when Amechi was in, I'm a big fan of Wiki. I love Wiki. I like the guy so much. I'm a big fan of him. But things are some kind of things we also know. When you begin to fight people that you are bigger than, it shows, it is a clearly showing of inferiority complex. What was the essence of telling opposition parties that they should not put posters? And I understand how to bring this notice. So you are talking about posters. Street lights in Port Harcourt are not working. What are you doing? You are killing, they are driving 1 week, 4 hours of the day. Don't get by 4 years and see where you are driving. You are talking about campaign posters instead of focusing on the important matters.
I agree. There are no lights, street lights. People are complaining. That's an important matter. But so also is the impression. So also is the look of an area. It is important. John is in Rumigbo. John, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, my contribution is this. This governor has not been made known for cleaning it. It's still the same Port Harcourt that we have everywhere littered with debts, and there was nothing done about that.
But that's not true, John. He got a committee, a tax force, and they addressed that.
Hello?
John, the governor got a committee, a tax force on environmental issues, and they cleared a lot of the dirt. A lot of people have even commended the committee, the tax force, in recent times. So you can't say the governor hasn't done anything about the cleanness of the state. That would be unfair.
Well, but that's true. You know when every street was littered with dirt.
True. And but it was done. It was cleaned at one point in time. Yes?
Yes, it was. But generally, I think the timing of the order is the problem. If the governor has made this order at the beginning of his tenure or before this political event, the time we are in now, perhaps it could have been more receptive and accepted by the people. But the way it is now, you know, it just at a crucial moment when we are, you know, getting into election hearing, and then you bring this kind of order, everybody will know that it's for a purpose, political.
But whether it's political or not, John, don't you think that the way people deface, you know, the streets and buildings of Port Harcourt is something to be worried about? You walk around some places, they put posters of come and buy Bola and Fish since last year. Those posters are still on the walls. It doesn't look clean. It doesn't look like a great city.
It doesn't. And we are all worried about that. And we want that to stop. But we are also concerned about the timing of what he has come up with now. Okay, it's a very wrong timing. That's for me.
Okay, all right. John, thank you very much. John says the timing is not favorable. It makes sense, yes. We need to find a solution to clean up the streets of Port Harcourt. But now, and using this guy's, this Order 22, might not be the proper thing to do. All right, interesting message here. This one here says, hello, Drew, good morning. What happened to February, March, April? What happened to all these months before November? Why is the governor and those advising him remembering the billboards just right now? All right, Henry is in Borough Cree. Henry, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Welcome.
Yeah, what I want to say, just as the caller that just called you, the timing is very, very important, because if the governor would have done this thing on his first tenure or when he's going to leave office, you know, it will not look like somehow. Because if you watch now, is doing this in order to emasculate other political parties.
But Henry, that's not what that Order 23 is all up. Order 22 is about. It's about a sanctity within the space. At least that's what it says on paper.
Yes, from what you're saying, you are right. Are you getting me? These hand deals are defacing some structures and other things. But what we are trying to say that why now? Mm. You should have done this thing during that first tenure or when you're going to leave office. At least it will make sense that you want to stop those hand deals and other structures. Why are you doing it now? Because other political parties will see that you want to emasculate them. You want to emasculate their rights.
What Henry says, well, it looks like you want to emasculate their rights. Well, we will not emasculate the rights of anybody as we go on our break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So the billboards are there, the posters are there. You walk past them and you are reminded. It is a very clear, it's not even subtle. It's a very clear form of advertising that tells you that, hey, ACAD wants you to either come here, do this, try this, or buy that. It's one of the oldest, if not the oldest form of advertising. Well, some would say word of mouth is the oldest form of advertising. Have you had Jude's Boiler and Fish? It's the best. You should try it. Well, that works as well. But what the people can see, and if you look very carefully, those posters are usually designed to capture your attention. They're usually colorful. They can be very bold. And then they are catchphrases that are meant to get your brain to take a little look, maybe a second or two, and ponder on what information is being passed. That is the essence of using billboards or posters. Now, the government in River State has just released the Order 22, saying, hey, please, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, people of all ages, stop doing that, particularly on government or public infrastructure. Don't deface them. Now, one of the those of you who remember how Rumokuta roundabout used to be, there used to be a small, at the roundabout, like a small, we'll call it a monument or a design. Guess what? After that thing was built, it did not take 6 months. It didn't take 6 months before that particular structure was inundated with billboard, with bills, with posters. Come and write WAEC. Come and learn to write computer language. Come and learn how to do this. They posted those things. It looked ugly. It looked really terrible. And this is not just a Nigerian thing, like I like to say. This problem is everywhere on this planet. People would want to use the public spaces, the infrastructure that has been designed for you, you and you, to sell a particular idea or an agenda. Government is saying, why don't you use authorized spots? Why don't you use authorized channels? That's what Order 22 is saying. But at this point in time, you have to, in all fairness, as a Rivers person or as a resident in Rivers, you have to ask yourself, is this not a little bit too much? Doesn't this smell or smack of an overkill? Really? At this point in time, whatever happened to the Ministry of Environment? Whatever happened to those who are meant to maintain these infrastructures? Can't you maybe pay them extra to remove said bills? After all, it's meant to be their jobs. So, once again, the question, is the Executive Order 22 extreme? Or is it just appropriate to address the defacement of public structures? Here in Port Harcourt. As always, please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims. And very important as well, do not make comments that might be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Zion is on the line. Zion, good morning to you. Overkill or just right?
Just right.
Interesting.
You know, we talk about sinner crime. Sinner crime. If it is a crime for we to also become the sinner crime, people should also describe what about. Is it a crime? Beside this order, is it in accordance with the sections of the law in the land, of the land? See, I'm an educated man, and I'm proud to say that. I like things to be done by order. So this action from the governor, does it in pursuance of any act or section of this?
Oh, dear, Zion. Gotte is on NTA Road. Gotte, good morning to you, please. Welcome to Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yes. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, please. Good. It's a pleasure. Go on, please.
Okay, I want to be under this voice, so it is paid by the global state government. To say fairly that this is not fair to river people, this is not fair to other political parties, because what the governor is doing is just going to the.
Oh, hello, Gotti, can you hear me, please? Hello, Gotti, can you hear me, please? Oh dear, apologies. 923, good morning, please. Good morning, welcome.
Thank you, Nathaniel calling from Ireland.
It's a pleasure to have you join us, Nathaniel. This order in particular, do you think it's going to help address the defacement of public spaces? Let's leave the part of the order that says don't gather in unauthorized places. We're talking about posters, handbills. Do you think this is going to help?
I would like it if it applies to all political parties, if it is not for selected political parties, if it is not used as a witch hunt for some political parties. And everybody who is not patient should wait a little to see if PDP will be the only party to begin the defacing of Port Harcourt. If not, I think I'm in order with the governor for this one. Mm. And the governor too shouldn't be judgmental. He should just also hold his own party responsible if any of his party members should also default this law. For me, I think the governor is in order. Every political party should obey this order. They should stop defacing not only Port Harcourt, but every other place in River State. And they can campaign without even a big boss. If they want to do that, they should do that in a meaningful way.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very interesting message here. Someone saying stiff scared of Wike. I take a very particular interest in this comment because law in Port Harcourt, if you do know anything about this having discussions, you should know that the most important thing in any conversation is to have all sides, all vantage points. It's called improving your kaleidoscope. So the fact that I don't agree or I agree doesn't make my idea any weighty in this conversation. It's not. I have no say in this. But it's a very valid question I've asked this morning. The Executive Order 22, do you agree? Do you think it's extreme or just right in addressing the defacement of the infrastructure in Port Harcourt? That's the simple question. If it's too much, then yes, come up, say, hey, I think it's too much. Whatever happened to the structures that we have in place to address these kinds of problems? Why does there need to be an executive order to handle this scenario? Yes, you might not think it's serious enough, but once again, when you come through a city and you get to see posters everywhere, posters from 6 months, as far back as even 2 years ago, it doesn't make the place look clean, it doesn't make the place look ordered. You would, in all fairness, go and ask, but who are the people meant to clean this place? The government spends a lot of money, I'm not talking about River State alone, but the governments across the world spend a lot of money trying to either paint over you know, bills and posters or pay people to bring them down. But if people were sensitized, were in a bid to keep the place clean, address to know that, please, if you want to post your bills, there are certain places where you can and where you should. It's pretty simple. Law. 92.3, good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, I'm recording.
Good morning, please.
Look at RISA. After a body enacted by the State Assembly, legislative arm, they did not stop you not to post or go about with your daily advertisement work. But there is a regulatory agency that is there to direct you to this, don't post it here, post it in this other side for the benefit of the public. These are professionals. We even have our own River State chapter. Why don't you go seek for the advice? And this mentality of, oh, the governor is only wishing political parties for them not to carry out their campaign, that comment is just so lazy.
But is it, hold on, Zaya, but is it really lazy, or do these people have a genuine concern? Don't forget,
hold on. They want to be the governor of River State, right, as an aspirant. Without being told, you should have the solutions to the problem facing the people before you throw your hat into the ring, right? Now we are talking about diversification. If they have blocked you not to post banners and billboards, knowledge alone should let you know. Proficiency should tell you alone. See, you should be dynamic to boycott these laws and go to court, no other, and look for another means to carry out your campaign, reaching out to your people. This thing is simple and easy. If testing of billboard is a problem to you, is it the solution to the state that you can handle? So you find that they even come in and to say, want to be governors, want to be representatives. They are doing it out of poverty. They are doing a lot of laziness because they have no solution to the problem. If you cannot have a solution to handle this billboard issue or how to run your campaign so that you don't violate the orders being given by the governor. And before I leave the floor, every EO executive order, if you take it to court, you will lose. Because those orders have been enacted, have been empowered by the laws of the land. And don't forget, the court might even fine you for bringing such case as long as those laws have not contravened any of the section. See, the truth is this. In this part of the world, I see this political thing alone as a means of survival. So people are just so, we want to get here, give us the money. If Nigeria have laws like the one in those Asian countries that as you are leaving office, you will come and give account of the money you spend. Many people will not say they want to go into politics. In those times, they are begging people, come and be our governor now. Mm. And our family, bring somebody. The family will say, no, we don't want. Give it to another family. But here in Nigeria, it's a do or die. You can embezzle and go, no problem. And we are talking about Senate client want to develop. This is EO, executive order, who has written law.
Okay.
Is there any law that back wicked or is just doing it on self-evolution?
Well, we'll definitely find out, and the conversations are ongoing. Don't forget, you know, you've had opposition parties here in River State who have been advised to, hey, please go and challenge this. That this doesn't particularly sit right. And maybe that conversation is ongoing as we speak. But our focal point this morning, just before the news comes up your way, midday, is on the defacement of the infrastructure here in River State. Once again, let me get back to that piece of the news so that you understand where our narrative is originating from. Now, the River State governor has banned the use of premises, buildings, and structures in residential areas in urban and non-urban areas as campaign offices by political parties without approval. Now, the Commissioner for Information, Chris Feinberg, in his statement said the ban is contained in the Executive Order 22, which has been signed by the governor and came into effect on the 11th of November, which was about 5 days ago. Now, the statement said the order also prohibits the posting of bills or posters or any other material in unauthorized places. So, that is our focal point. The pasting of bills, all posters in unauthorized places. And I've given examples about cities and local areas. Oh, and we use Port Harcourt as a case reference. My One Bridge, where posters are indiscriminately, you know, put on the walls of those structures. And they put them there. Nobody comes to remove them. At least, I haven't seen anybody who decided to put a bill, say, oh, come to my workshop, I'll fix your car. Then after like 3 weeks, the person goes there and removes it. No, au contraire. What happens, that bill will be there till thy kingdom come, rain, sun, everything, until wear and tear will eventually, and thank heavens, paper is easily biodegradable, will come off the wall. But it will leave stains on that infrastructure. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm on for General Justice.
Welcome, Justice. It's a pleasure to have you join us this morning.
It is very disheartening when we hear something like this. And I wanted to tell so many people, especially you, Jude, you shouldn't allow yourself to be lured into what you don't know. If posters and built as educating, defeating the beauty of Port Harcourt, it is something that somebody will swing into action, even 1 month into your office. And people will know that you have a genuine reason for doing that. Not that prior to the election, you are telling me that I cannot post a campaign poster in my house except I come and take a permission from the governor. That is Hitler rule.
So justice. So for you, it is too extreme, right?
Exactly. It is abnormal.
That's what we want to hear.
And let me tell you again.
Yes, please.
It is out of gullibility for somebody to say that. People would say it is against a political party that they are lazy. What are you talking about? What are they talking about? You see something to your glaring eyes. Because of what you are benefiting today, you wanted to say something different. Where did we get the poster in 2015 when you were contesting?
Good question. Very good question.
If executive order is against the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, we will say it. Don't take and rule out another electoral law other than the one that INEC have already put in place.
Okay. All right, Justice. Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Finally, it's too much. This order is too extreme.
Extremely too much. It is anarchy.
All right. So it's too much. It's extreme just to handle posters. Remember, I did say earlier on that, look, whatever happened to all the posters in the previous weeks, months, and years, shouldn't there be a buddy? One would expect maybe the Ministry of Environment or somebody that should be in charge of cleaning them out. You know, put them there. People have a bad habit of, you know, pasting or posting bills. That's why you get to see in some areas, it is clearly stamped, post no bill. They don't want to see it because once again, it defaces the place. It makes the place look ungainly. All right, granted. But if that is that serious, and for some, it is that serious, did the governor need to make an executive order to handle that issue in particular? Or is the order just right, just apt to handle such scenarios? After all, you are more likely to see more bills, more posters, you know, in the coming weeks and months to the elections. Hey, but what does Jude know? Right, WhatsApp, Telegram, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. This order 22 signed into law by the governor is funny. The governor is losing it, and I wonder if he's not taking advice from his 200,000 advisors. Well, let's expect order 23, where he might say something different before the end. All right, God help us, comrade Dennis in Port Harcourt. All right, we're wrapping up just about 3 minutes. Now, Jude, is this executive order also applicable to the PDP? Well, if I'm not mistaken, it says express permission. That means you have to seek permission from the governor to place bills at certain location. It has to be an authorized place. Authorized being the word. Now, the executive order is in line with constitutional provisions. Instead of going against it, why not challenge it in court? We must learn to respect a constituted authority and do the right things always, Ezekiel says. All right. Good morning, Andre. For posters, for a fact deface the city and should be corrected. I mean, stopped even, or it should be minimized. But this is coming obviously at the wrong time. An agency should have been set up to regulate bill posting if possible. Great and meaningful paintings are rather welcome to the beautification of the city. That's my candid take. All right, there you have it. Lots of candid takes on the subject matter now, don't we? Well, a minute and 45 seconds before we take our leave this morning. Feisty one it has been this morning. Yeah, it's totally understandable. Well, as always, remember, if you have any reason to challenge, please use the proper means to do so. Okay, apologies to you. Hello, 92.3. Okay, all right. So before I leave, I'd like to just state this. Maybe you haven't heard. Humanity, that would be you, and everybody who makes up the general population on the planet, hit 8 billion mark a few days ago. 8 billion. Now, what is actually amazing about this report is that it took all of humanity in recorded history nearly, 1,500 years to get to about 1 something billion. And then in the past century alone, our figures have more than doubled. But this is an interesting bit. When the population hit 7 billion was about 11 years ago. 11. Please listen very carefully. 11 years ago. So that means in that period, every year, at least 100 million people were added to this population. Now it's 8 billion. You really need to talk about having population control and management. My name is Jude. As always, thank you for being a part of our conversations this morning.